Hello and welcome to the first episode of D&D Asia podcast. Today I'm going to talk about happiness, the macroeconomics of happiness. Happiness is subjective. Happiness during the origin of the term was mostly seen in the perspective of hedonism. Things have changed with evolution, but the meaning of happiness has been largely skewed towards economic freedom or ability to create wealth in order to be capable of pursuing pleasure, social status, or materialistic fulfillment. This is entirely a microeconomic view of happiness. There is a macroeconomic view too that suggests a long-term view on the economic growth tied up with long-term satisfaction and sense of fulfillment in individual lives. The macro view goes beyond immediate wealth and encompasses other avenues of fulfillment, identity, moral obligations, social recognition, relationship gains, and personal achievements. The macroeconomics of happiness is complex. It is multidimensional and is convoluted in its meaning. So the question is, how to create and maintain a macroeconomic balance sheet of happiness? The first and foremost point: differentiate between pleasure and fulfillment. This trade-off is really, really important, and one has to do this accordingly. Let me explain you this. This is the most important step. There is nothing wrong with spending time on pleasure, but the returns are very short-lived. Leisure cannot be the purpose. It is to help achieve some purpose while rejuvenating. Use pleasure as a tool to effectively do stuff that are fulfilling. Choose activities that are pleasurable in short period of time, maximize them. And because pleasure costs money, the longer you spend time on a pleasure activity, the higher it costs. Learning time constraint over pleasure activities is really important, since by nature, pleasure leads to addiction. Willpower to restrain beyond time limits brings a huge discipline towards having more time at hand for activities leading to fulfillment. The next point, earnings versus savings. A complete view on wealth creation. The basic equation of wealth creation has three components: earn more, spend lesser, and save more. We put all energy on the first component. The more we earn, more we spend, and less we save. Spending more serves the microeconomic of happiness, and we become unhappy when we think of macroeconomic, which is driven by savings. Save something. Save a little bit. One way of doing this is every time you think you spend on something unexpected, save something in your deposits at that particular moment. Do not keep the savings as a waterfall. Leftover calculation. It is a wholesome equation. If you don't save, you must spend somewhere, and vice versa. And the last point, fix small things for a big happy life. If you're happy at one thing, you will be happy at another. Find out the sources of small happiness or create a few. Don't know how to make pancakes? Try one fine day. Learn from someone, practice. How do you feel one day when you have a decent enough pancake ready? Happy? Do this often. Find out small things, tweak them to happiness, and make this a practice. It is like optimizing small pieces of a process to have a sustained, well-functioning macro process. It is not difficult to be happy, but it is not easy to conclude that you're happy. It is not easy to stay happy. It is about the way of thinking about life, as an asset or as a liability. The choice is yours.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.